Ian Leggett joins us now, golf analyst, SportsCenter co-host of The Golf Show, concerning a remarkable weekend of Tiger Woods. He is back, and so is Ian. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
It's funny, you know, because the numbers on the viewership didn't rise just to where they were when Tiger was playing and dominating the game last. It exceeded that. It went way beyond that. So his downfall and rise seems to be more important than what was the end of the Tiger Woods situation before. So are we entering a new Tiger era?
It looks like it. I think that I think this is obviously a little different. I mean, before we were just watching the evolution of Tiger Woods, and I think people are sitting back more in disbelief now. You know, I've been saying this over and over again. If anybody is out there thinking that Tiger Woods was going to do what he's done, especially so quickly and in the comeback that he's having, I think is speaking on behalf of a hopeful fan, not in reality. Tiger Woods, what he's doing is more than impressive, and I'm in that that boat of people that would admits that there's no possible way I ever saw this coming.
Okay, but I just wanted to point out that coming into this weekend and watching him in the Honda and the tournaments before, his swing speed is right up there and exceeds other players on the tour. He was getting closer to the hole than anybody else. He was already playing a game that he shouldn't be playing in the short amount of time that he has been on the course this year.
Yeah, but I think it's the tournament reps that he needs. I mean, getting comfortable, he admitted on Sunday that it was a little bit uncomfortable for him, but that's not going to last long. He's just got to get used to that moment again that he played in every single time he teed it up. And there's a big difference in ball speed and then your ball striking ability and being able to close out a golf tournament. And, you know, he wasn't bad yesterday. He just wasn't great. The Tiger that we normally see with nine holes to go that can close out a golf tournament, he just missed putt after putt. But the thing that I noticed yesterday is the consistency in the way that he was missing. He was missing very aggressively. He was over-reading putts and maybe just hitting them a little too solid. And that's a good sign, is where he wasn't just limping them up to the hole. So we saw Tiger that was aggressive in his, you know, inability to close that golf tournament out yesterday, which, you know, going back to Bay Hill, he's won eight times there. He's going to a comfortable place where he, you know, really does feel at home. So don't be surprised if something really, really special happens this week.
Ian Leggett, our guest, 719 on Brady and Price. Is it just that absence factor for that long? And Elliot sort of hinted at it. He won five tournaments in 2013. Many people thought he would take the majors out, where he wasn't great, but he was the best, most consistent player that you're going to see in top 10s and top 20s. But that was a half decade ago, and it didn't feel that wasn't as buzzworthy as what yesterday and what Saturday was.
No, you're right. I think that when you look at it, any moment, you know, if Michael Jordan came back tomorrow to play a game, it'd be an exhibition game. Now, you know, Michael Jordan came back tomorrow and scored 60 points and, you know, led his team to an NBA championship, that would be a completely different story. Tiger Woods moves the needle. And, you know, Tiger Woods is one of the few athletes that has played any sport. And I've had arguments with people over this. For a 10-year period, Tiger Woods was the most important, relevant sports person on the planet. I don't care who and any other sport you want to compare it to, Tiger Woods proved that yesterday. That 75-year-old grandmother who doesn't even play golf, who loves watching sports on the weekend, finally tuned into golf again yesterday. That's why those numbers were out of the roof. Tiger Woods drags people into the sport that don't necessarily play golf, that just want to watch one of the greatest athletes in the world perform at the level that we want him to perform at. It's unfortunate we had to have that lull in the period, and I was thinking that Tiger Woods was never going to come back to the type of player that he was. I thought we would see a resemblance of it. Maybe he'd make a couple cuts here and there and just tease us, but I'm on the side of the line now that I think Tiger Woods legitimately can, you know, if he can stay healthy for the next, say, 8 to 10 years, and I say into 52, because Tiger Woods is a phenom. If he could do this, he can play into his 50s. And if he can stay healthy, Jack Nicklaus's record potentially may be in jeopardy.
Ian, you talk about the Tiger mystique a little earlier on the show. We were talking about the Tiger effect, not just on television ratings and not just on the casual fan, like you mentioned, but on the other players as well. He goes out the first couple rounds with Henrik Stenson and Jordan Spieth, a couple of pretty good golfers. They shoot 74, 74, 76, and 71. They both missed the cut. He's with Snedeker yesterday. He shoots 78. So there is a definite Tiger effect on a lot of these guys out there as well, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, all these young guys, I don't think ever thought Tiger was coming back. And you had Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson saying, geez, I hope Tiger can make a comeback because I really want to play against Tiger at his best. They won't be saying that for very long if he can stay healthy. They're going to be careful what they ask for because, you know, the game's in very good shape. There's no doubt about it that core group of guys on the PGA Tour are exciting players. They're great for the game of golf. You know, they drag people in, but they aren't. You could put them all together in the final group of a golf tournament. They don't even come close to doing what Tiger does. So I think it's good for the game of golf. And it's interesting. I was just making a comment on Twitter. I was at the 86 Masters when Seve Ballesteros walked out on the driving range. I sat there all day Tuesday waiting for Seve to show up. When Seve walked out onto the driving range, every single player on the range that day turned and watched him hit balls. That exact same thing happened on Saturday when I was watching the Golf Channel. Tiger Woods walked out onto the driving range, and every single player was turned and watching Tiger warm up. That doesn't happen with anybody.
You are uniquely qualified to answer this question. Of the millions of people that are in this city, I do believe you're the only one to win on the PGA Tour. So I would imagine that Corey Connors was not unnerved by Tiger. Here's a guy who's 26 years old, played less than 70 rounds of golf on the PGA Tour, and yet he enters with a 54-hole lead. What's that like on tee number one?
Well, obviously, it caught up with them. And the big thing for Corey, it's all about momentum when you get into a position like that. And that's why he played well on Saturday in that position. I don't think, you know, obviously you get to Sunday's tee time and now you're thinking about winning a golf tournament. You can get ahead of yourself. But we got to remember what he did for three rounds. And that included everybody thought he was going to collapse on Saturday. But the momentum of just getting off to a really bad start on Sunday and hitting a very poor second shot on two, and you know, it just kind of caught up with him after a while. But he's going to learn from this. We got to remember how good Corey Connors is. If he is sort of flown under the radar to get to where he was on Sunday, but this kid almost won two U.S. amateurs. He was the number one amateur in the world. He's won at every single level he's played at. This is just a learning experience for him. And trust me, he's the kind of guy. You know, I've been around Corey quite a bit. He's the kind of guy who's just going to take this as a step in learning. And the next time around, he's going to be much more prepared about what happens on Sunday, because you just can't learn from that. No matter how many conversations you have with me or Mike Weir or Tiger Woods, for that matter, in the locker room, how you prepare for leading a tournament going into Sunday, you don't know what it's like until you've lived through it. And now he has. He's going to become a much better player on the other side.
Ian Leggett, great weekend. Golf analyst, Sportsnet, and co-host and winner on the PGA Tour. Thank you so much for your insight.
Thanks, guys.